The outcome of the 2016 presidential race probably caught most Vermonters by surprise, but for activists focused on racial justice, climate change, and reproductive rights, the prospect of a Trump administration has been especially jarring. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, activist groups are trying to turn Donald Trump's election into a unifying moment.
It's a little after 6 in the evening, and about 100 people are at a bar and music venue on the outskirts of downtown Burlington to ponder a pretty big question.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. It's awesome to see you.
That's Felix Way. Way is co-owner of Arts Riot, the establishment hosting an event titled, What Do We Do Now? Taking Action in Trump's America.
We personally at Arts Riot want to figure out, what do we do now? And who better to ask than people who have been doing the work? No matter who the president is, they've been doing this work for years or decades already.
The lineup includes speakers representing a half dozen activist groups. Each organization has its own dedicated focus. On this Thursday evening, though, speakers say this moment in U.S. politics transcends single-issue advocacy.
It's like this. You can't just liberate something over here, and then over here is like sick and oppressed and diseased. We have to have liberation across the board.
That's Ebony Nyoni, president and founder of Black Lives Matter Vermont. Nyoni says she isn't afraid of an incoming president whose election was hailed by white supremacists, but she says it should serve as a wake-up call for people who haven't been paying attention to social injustices taking place around them.
If anything, we just need to know that this is the season that we come together, that we unite as one, and that we make one powerful stand as one people. Black Lives Matter.
Brittany Dunn is a volunteer organizer at the climate group 350vermont.org. Dunn used her time on the stage to discuss some of the specific organizational strategies at 350vermont.org. Her opening pitch, though, is more of an invitation.
But I just want to start off by saying that now more than ever, we really must focus our energy on building a broad and unified social movement.
Jonathan Kissam, who serves on the coordinating committee at the Vermont Workers Center, offered a similar sentiment.
More than anything, we need to practice and nurture a culture of solidarity, of taking action, not just because we feel empathy with the victims of bad policies, but because our own liberation is bound up with theirs.
What that solidarity looks like and whether it's at all effective will have a lot to do with how successfully these activist groups are able to organize in the coming months. Rachel Siegel is executive director of the Peace and Justice Center, an organization that's focused on racial justice, nonviolence, and fair trade. Siegel says she's optimistic.
I am in no way glad that the election played out how it did, but I am really glad that people are noticing now that there's a problem.
Siegel says the problems groups like hers might face might be more formidable under a President Donald Trump.
But the mobilization is also much bigger, and I'm hoping that we will net positive as a result.
Javier Luna with Migrant Justice says that under a Trump administration, his organization will need to redouble its efforts to protect migrant workers in Vermont. Luna says that'll mean pushing for bias-free policing policies and protecting previously won victories, like the ability for people in the country illegally to obtain a Vermont driver's license. Luna reminded the audience that organizing efforts like the ones at Migrant Justice aren't cheap.
One of the things that we'll be needing is resources, right, to build this infrastructure, to fight back, and to educate our community and ourselves.
Organizers say their new approach to post-Trump activism is still in its infancy, and they say they're planning events in the near future to engage the wider public. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.